Say hi and go seek. Ready or not, here you come. Okay. Good evening. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful for the privileges that we have to be called the sons and the daughters of the living God. We thank you for your man servant, our apostle, Apostle Leroy Thompson, Sr. Thank you for the royal family. Thank you for the apostolic call and the apostolic anointing that's upon his life. Now, Holy Spirit, we're here, and we know that without you, we cannot do anything. So you teach us tonight. You are the great teacher. You are the revelator, the revealer of truth. Thank you for insight. Thank you for illumination. Thank you for taking us deeper into the things of God. We bless you for it, praise you for it, in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, we're going to move forward to chapter 11, 12. You read chapters 9 and 10. We only have a few more shots at this, and so we want to begin the seven stages of revival. Remember, this class is catching the waves of revival. So we're going to talk to you about the seven stages of revival. The first stage of revival is, number one, times of revelation. Times of revelation. The second stage of revival, number two, is times of repentance. The third stage of revival is times of refreshing. The fourth stage of revival is times of revealing. The fifth stage of revival is times of restoration. And the sixth stage of revival is time of reformation. And the final stage of revival is times of the revivalists. And I challenge you to read that chapter on times of revivalists, because it depicts our apostle as being a true apostolic revivalist. Okay? So chapter number 11, stage 1, times of revelation. Let's go, sir.
The first stage of the end time revival.
The first stage of the end time revival
is the times of revelation.
Is times of revelation.
That the church is presently ushered into.
That the church, notice this, is presently ushered into.
Lack of revelation knowledge.
A lack of revelation knowledge
can have a dinosaur's end.
Can have a dinosaur's end
for the church.
For the church.
The church can be destroyed.
The church can be destroyed.
The gifts can be abused.
The gifts of the Spirit and the gifts that Jesus gave to the church can be abused.
And the people can be rejected.
And the people can be rejected. From receiving their inheritance. So notice that revivals have to do with us receiving what? Our inheritance. I want you to understand, we are God's inheritance. Are you listening? But there are things that God has prearranged and preordained for us to have. Go ahead, son.
As the Holy Spirit is moving.
As the Holy Spirit is moving.
The church into revival times.
Moving the church into revival times.
The church is experiencing a breakthrough.
The church is experiencing a breakthrough
in revelation flow.
In revelation, notice that term, in revelation flow. Go ahead, sir.
The Holy Spirit is taking us out of our ignorance.
The Holy Spirit is taking us out of our spiritual ignorance.
And teaching us what we ought to know.
And teaching us what we ought to know.
Do and say these days.
Do and say these days. You might want to write down 1 Chronicles 12:32. We must be as the children of Issachar, a people who had an understanding of the times to know what Israel, or in this case we can say, know what the church ought to do, ought to say, and how to go out carrying about God's agenda. Go ahead, sir.
Spirit education has come to the church.
Spirit education, I like that term. Spirit education has come to the church.
The church is learning the ways.
The church is learning the ways
and working of the Holy Spirit.
and the workings of the Holy Spirit. Now, do you understand? Do you know that Apostle Thompson have shared with us over many years that the reason that God told him to start this school was so that the students in the midst of him teaching would see the Spirit of God come upon him? See, this is not a work of the flesh. This is a work of the Spirit. We must have a spirit education. Go ahead, sir.
Benefits of walking in revelation.
Benefits. There are benefits of walking in revelation.
Number one, high spiritual perception and wisdom.
Number one, high spiritual perception and wisdom.
The perception that comes through revelation knowledge.
The perception that comes through revelation is higher than that of human wisdom and mind education. Man in his limited understanding and in his limited understanding
and perception
can only see Jesus oh my, have mercy. As one, as one of the prophets. In other words, they could never see him as God. They can never see him as being the incarnate Word. God becoming a man, God taking on flesh and dwelling amongst us. That differentiates Christianity from all of the religions of the earth. Are you listening? Mohammed is dead. Are you listening? Buddha don't even exist. Are you listening? I'm just trying to help you here. You see, Jesus is not another prophet like some other prophet. Jesus is not the Archangel Michael, as some would say. But Jesus is, in fact, God come in the flesh. Are you listening? That is the basis of what we do. God became a man and dwelt amongst men to teach men how to live like God. Go ahead, sir.
Spiritual revelation lifts us to see.
Spiritual revelation lifts us to see
who he really is.
Who he really is.
Number two, inheritance, sonship.
Number two, inheritance, sonship.
There are higher blessings of sonship.
There are higher blessings of sonship.
Called inheritance.
Called inheritance.
That can only be released to us.
That can only be released unto us.
Through revelation knowledge.
Through revelation knowledge. Got to be revealed to you. Every time you hear the word revelation, you must embrace the Holy Spirit.
Revelation always precedes procession.
Revelation. Notice that. Revelation always precedes, go before possession.
Number three, power over flesh.
Number three, power over flesh.
The life that moves in revelation flow.
The life that moves in revelation flow.
Is free from the power of the flesh.
Is, notice that, delivered from. Free from the power of the flesh.
Any believer walking in the flow of revelation knowledge.
Any believer who's walking in the flow of revelation knowledge.
Is walking in victory over the flesh.
Is walking in victory over the flesh.
Walking in revelation.
Walking in revelation.
Is walking in total obedience.
Is walking in total obedience.
To the Holy Spirit and his words.
To the Holy Spirit and his words.
When we walk in the Spirit.
When we walk in the Spirit.
We will not gratify the desires.
We will not fulfill or we will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
Those who walk in the flesh.
Those who walk in the flesh.
In human wisdom.
And in human wisdom.
Do not have the ability to please God.
They do not have the ability to please God. Remember Romans 8:14. Apostle been teaching us this. It's easy to say when I'm born of God. Are you listening? Or I've been born again. I'm a son, a daughter of God. But we got to go a step farther. I say we have to go a step farther. I don't care what you heard out there. It's not enough just to be born into the family of God. If that's the case, then Romans 8:14 would have never been written. Paul, writing to the church at Rome, say, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. In Matthew's gospel, chapter number 3, you read it for your own spiritual enrichment and edification. 3 and 4, you will find out that Jesus was baptized of John the Baptist in the River Jordan. And the Bible says when he came up out of the water, lo, the heavens opened. Are you listening? And what else happened? And he saw the Spirit of God descending upon him in the form of a dove. Are you listening? It say that, right? When he came up out of the water, the heavens opened, and the Spirit of God descending upon him in the form of a dove lit upon him and remained upon him. Then a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." Now notice this. Notice this. God never made an announcement about him until the Holy Spirit descended and came upon him and remained upon him. Then you don't stop reading in chapter 3, because the Bible was written in chapters and verses for points of reference. But the Bible says in Matthew 4:1, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Are you listening? Now, come on, get some revelation while you're here. Because what you have to understand was, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So notice, it wasn't enough for God just to make the announcement. He immediately showed you not only did the Holy Spirit come upon him, but he was now being led of the Spirit. Why? To be tempted of the devil. God ain't afraid of the devil. Why are you? Go ahead, sir.
Number 4, the grace of sonship.
Number 4, there's the grace, the favor of sonship.
The place of intimacy and love.
It's the place of intimacy and love.
In a relationship with God.
In a relationship with God.
Is only accorded to sons.
It is only afforded to sons.
Revelation knowledge.
Revelation knowledge.
Places us into the position of sonship.
Notice that. Revelation knowledge places us into the position of sonship.
That opens the door to intimacy.
That opens up the door to intimacy. Can I talk to you? Yes. Without God revealing to you that you are a son or a daughter, you're going to be afraid of him. You're going to approach him on religious basis and not on relationship basis. Go ahead, sir.
The Father opens this door to sons.
The Father himself opens this door to sons.
The Son does nothing on his own initiative.
The Son does nothing on his own initiative.
Or speaks on his own accord.
Or the Son does not speak on his own. I wish somebody would read that Bible. Doesn't speak on his own accord. In other words, this is saying Jesus didn't take initiative to do stuff on his own apart from the Father. Jesus said, St. John 14:10, "Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Else believe for the very work's sake." See, what I do, what I speak, what I say is what the Father is saying to me.
That's right.
It's the Father working through me.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
When we choose to capitalize on this privilege.
When we choose to capitalize on this privilege.
And walk to honor our relationship with the Father.
And walk to honor our relationship with the Father.
Then we will know the grace of intimacy with God.
Then we will know the grace of intimacy with God.
Number 5, wholesome self-image.
Number 5, revelation knowledge will produce a wholesome image of God. Read.
Revelation knowledge.
Revelation knowledge.
Unfolds to us how God sees us.
Revelation knowledge unfolds to us. I hope this is helping you.
Yes,
how God sees us.
We can then see ourselves as God sees us.
We can then see ourselves as God sees us. Now hold that. Because you see, the Holy Spirit is at work. See, revelation knowledge. When God told Moses to send those 12 spies out to spy out the land that he would give to them for an inheritance. You will find this in Numbers 13:27. That there came 10 ignorant folk with the wrong report. And this is one thing they said that every believer should get a revelation of. When they asked them about what they saw in the land, they say, "We saw the giants." Now watch this. They said, in our own eyesight, we were grasshoppers. And so were we in their eyesight. Did you catch that?
Yes.
If you don't see yourself like God sees you, then people out there will never see you like God sees you. So the problem is not outward, it's inward. You must have an inner image. Are you listening? That's the inner image is projected. The soul, oh my goodness. See, if your soul is not lined up properly, according to what God said about you, what God said about you, then you could never fulfill your call and purpose in this earth realm. Because Satan is always full of lies and garbage. His only weapon is to tell you something God didn't say. All right? So I once preached a message called, Who Told You? Same thing. Who told you were not the Son of God? Who told you wasn't rich? Who told you wasn't blessed? Who told you wasn't healed, delivered, and set free? Are you listening? So whoever you're getting your information from. Okay, go ahead, sir.
God is a God of progressive revelation.
God, notice that. God is a God of progressive revelation. So you know what that means? There's no place to stop. You're on a journey. Go ahead, sir.
Who reveals his name and nature.
God reveals his name and his nature.
To us at appropriate times.
To us, notice that term, at appropriate times.
In our journey of life.
In our journey of life. That reminds me of when God sent his man, Moses, to Pharaoh. Yeah. And you read this. I tell you, if you read your Bible, you can keep up with a good preacher. You listening? God sent Moses to Pharaoh, and watch what he said to Pharaoh. He said, y'all, he told them, Pharaoh have not known me by this name, Jehovah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, all right. Y'all will catch up with that. Yes. See, God revealed himself. He was Jehovah Rohi. Yes, that's the Lord God, your shepherd. Are you listening?
Yes,
he was Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth you. Yes, Jehovah Jireh, his provision shall be seen. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Jehovah Nissi, yeah. Your banner, your victory. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Jehovah Sitkenu, the Lord has become your righteousness. Yeah. Jehovah Shalom, the God, God has become what? Your peace. Yeah. Jehovah Shammah, you're always carrying his presence with you. Yeah. Now, notice that's progressive revelation of God through names that he revealed himself in the Bible. Those names carry characteristics. Are you listening?
Yeah.
See, names mean something. So watch what your name you're cheering. Okay. They will take on the characteristics of the name that you gave them. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
The Holy Spirit who reveals God.
The Holy Spirit who reveals God.
As the Father to us.
As the Father to us.
Will also reveal the revelation of sonship.
Will also reveal the revelation of sonship to us.
Number six. A new strength of character.
A new strength of character.
Peter was changed from a reed.
I got him covered. He get a little happy, get tongue tied and tongue twisted. But Peter was changed from a reed to stone.
His true spiritual nature.
Spiritual nature.
Came forward to its full potential.
He became the chief apostle to the Jews. Are you listening? I say chief apostle. That meant he was over all the other apostles. Oh, look at y'all. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Okay. Yeah, they all ranks. Anybody call himself a chief apostle Apostle Thompson? They need some prayers. Are you listening? It ain't the label. It's the contents. Are you listening?
Yes.
If there's any such thing as a chief apostle in this generation,
yes, sir.
Apostle Leroy Thompson is one.
Yes, sir.
In order to even be called an apostle,
yes,
let's go here for a minute,
yes,
revelation knowledge. In order to be called an apostle, you have to have a message that God gave you for the body.
Yeah.
And then you, that's right. Are you listening?
Yes.
See, you need to know that money cometh is not some little local message.
Right.
It's apostolic and prophetic in its nature.
Yes,
are you listening?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Jacob was transformed into a new man.
Jacob was transferred into a new man.
After he had wrestled with the angel
after he had wrestled with the angel of the Lord.
Who gave him a new name.
Who gave him a what? New name. His name was changed from Jacob, which meant supplanter, trickster. Come on, somebody. Yeah, he was a trickster. Him and his mom. Yeah, I'm sorry for you, mother. Okay. All right. But it was changed from Jacob. Now watch this, though. You talking about powerful. His name was changed from Jacob to Israel. But do you know what Israel mean? Huh? That's okay to say no, sir. Okay, thank you for your truthfulness. It means prince with God. God dog it. He was changed from a trickster to say, I'm a prince with God. I have power with God. Talk to me up in here. Go ahead, sir.
Those who are changed by the flow of revelation.
Those who are changed by the flow of revelation.
Became a stable foundation for God.
Became a stable foundation for God.
To move in their generation.
To move in their generation. Well, guess where the 12 tribes of Israel sprang from? Uh-huh. Israel. Hello. Jacob. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead.
Number seven. Church is built on revelation flow.
The church is built upon revelation flow.
There's no true church without revelation flow.
There's no true church without revelation flow.
Human tradition and man-made religion.
Human traditions and man-made religions.
Do not make church.
Do not make church. Now, you know, that's Matthew 16 all day. When Jesus said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And some say you're Elias. Some say you're Elijah, that's Elias. Some say you're Isaiah or Isaiah. Some say you're one of them other prophets. Somebody say you're John the Baptist come back from the dead. Here's a revelation. Jesus told them, Jesus said, that's who they say I am. That's okay. But the issue is, who do you say I am? See, many people will talk about Apostle Thompson, but who is he to you? Are you listening?
Yes.
And then Peter came up with the revelation.
Yes.
Peter messed up a lot of stuff. He raised his hand a lot of times. He was a cussing Christian. Uh-huh. Now, y'all don't want to hear that term. But he was, because he said blankety blank blank. I don't know that man. Yeah, when he denied him thrice before the cock crowed twice. Yeah, okay. Same Peter. Are you listening?
Yes.
Peter raised his hand and said, I got it this time. I got it, Jesus. I know who you are. Now, y'all know the other 11 was going, here go this Negro again. He always giving the wrong answer. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. Notice revelation is in there.
Yes, sir.
It was revealed unto him,
yes, sir,
from God the Father,
yes, sir,
by God the Holy Spirit,
yes, sir,
that you were standing with the Christ,
yes, sir,
the Son of the living God.
Yes,
and Jesus said, up on this rock.
Yes,
what rock? Not Cephas, who meant a small stone, but up on the rock of revelation, the rock of Gibraltar. If you want to know rock is revelation of Christ's kingdom. Go ahead, write that down. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for your enthusiasm. Okay, but he didn't stop there. He took him straight on in the sonship. He said, I am the Christ. Then he turned around and told Peter, you are who I am. And I say also unto you. You read it when you get time. Because some of y'all still tripping. What did he say? No, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father also. When are we going to come to the point where we say, you won't see Jesus? He's standing right here with a charcoal gray suit on with light gray pinstripe. Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. Because some of y'all need a revelation. You can't talk like this because you worried about what people are going to say.
Well,
go ahead, sir.
And
In order to build effectively,
the end time church,
we need to build it according to God's heavenly pattern from heaven to earth. Go ahead.
Number eight. A prevailing church on the earth.
I love that term. Can we get a rapture church? Oh, every time I hear people talking about the rapture, we go into heaven. Now, it may not be like that to you, but to me, it's sickening to think that the way God will bring the enemy to naught is to take the church out. When God has already brought the enemy to naught and say, I'm going to use my body to show you that it's so. In that same Matthew 16, Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We ought not to be out here praying to stop the devil. The devil should be saying, okay, leave. We got to gather y'all stuff. We got to go. We found a real apostle over there. But no, we got religion and tradition. So when the devil show up, we got to go on a 3-day fast to get rid of the devil. When the devil show up, we got to go grab some little piece of a cross and point it, because you didn't watch The Exorcist for too long. Jesus said, behold, I give you power. Behold, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy, and no power of the enemy shall by any means hurt or harm you. Seem to me like you the one protected. Go ahead, sir. The church is founded upon the revelation of God.
And the redemption of man.
And notice that the redemption of man
is going to rise to become an overcoming church.
Amen. There's nothing can stop the church. Right. It may not sound nice, but I say the church is like a roach. See, there y'all go. See, there y'all go. There y'all go. They come up with stuff to kill the roaches, get rid of them. They put poison on the ground. Hell, the roach say, hell, I'm going to learn how to fly. I'm just trying to give y'all a revelation. See, when you really understand who you are, challenges and adversity become stepping stones to your promotion. There's not a reason for you to quit. It's not a reason for you to become disappointed with God. Talking about God, why this had to happen to me? Why not you? You can't conquer death until you go through it. Did anybody ever once stop to think that Jesus said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death? Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. God knew the only way to conquer death was somebody had to go through death. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection from the dead. Quit lying on God. He didn't take your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your grandma, your pawpaw, and your little children. Quit lying on God. Get that foolishness out of your head. Other than that, why is there raising people from the dead if God did it? Okay. Go ahead, sir.
The church that is connected to the Father. In revelation flow. Has the keys of the kingdom of God.
Notice that. They have the keys of the kingdom of God.
To destroy the satanic kingdom.
Yes. Now you got to understand, the word destroy for this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, 1 John 3:8, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The word destroy doesn't mean to obliterate and do away with, because if that was the case, we wouldn't have nothing to do. Are you listening? But that word destroy means to make inoperative. So wherever Satan has set up an operation, children who have the keys to the kingdom go make that inoperative. But you got to know something. Go ahead, sir. The church does the spiritual policing of the heavens.
Keeping the spiritual climate conducive.
For spiritual breakthroughs.
Thank you.
Spiritual advancements. I don't care. Let me tell y'all something. Do y'all watch Apostle Thompson? Other than up in here? I love when he's coming on for Money Coming to You conference, or they do certain things, and then he talks about this generation, and he talks about how he lives on the cutting edge. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Not just cutting edge of church stuff.
Right.
He's on the cutting edge. He's showing us what kingdom living is all about.
Yes.
Debt freedom.
Yes.
Having control of your soul.
Yes.
I mean, I'm just talking to you right now.
Right.
It's just so, I don't know why people call him. He's not just the money cometh man.
Right. That's right.
You learn so much about life.
Right.
And watch this. Watch this term. How to dominate in life.
Yes.
In every phase of life. That's what you get when you're connected to him. You know, people focus on the wrong issues. This man is talks about having a love of God more than anything else. So if you love God, you seek his face. Are you listening? And if you seek his face, his hands are always wide open. Okay, go ahead, sir.
The church ensures that the heavens.
The church ensures that the heavens
are continually open for the church.
Are continually open for the church
to move on in the supernatural purposes of God.
To move on in the supernatural purposes of God. Yeah.
The church is given the position.
The church is given the position
to rule and reign.
To rule and to reign
both in heaven.
Both in heaven
and on the earth.
And on the earth.
In the days of Acts.
In the days of Acts.
The apostles moved in Revelation 9.
In the days of the Acts of the Holy Ghost through the apostles.
Uh-huh.
Y'all got that straight?
Yeah.
Did you get that straight?
Yeah.
I know y'all call it the Acts of the Apostles, but no. It's the Acts of the Holy Ghost through the apostles. Y'all read your Bible?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yeah.
Acts chapter 1. You stay right there. Acts chapter 1. Come on, hurry up. The first one, get it. Acts 1:1. The former trustees have I made unto thee, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began, both to do and to teach. Read the next verse. Y'all ain't got that yet.
Until the day
which he was taken up.
After that,
watch this phrase now. After that,
he threw
the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, had given
commandments
unto them, unto the apostles,
whom
he had chosen. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Read that verse again.
Until the day
until which he was taken up.
After that, he threw the Holy Ghost,
had given commandments
unto the apostles
whom he had chosen. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
See, it's God who's speaking through Apostle Thompson.
Yeah, that's right.
Causing us to live
a
certain way in this generation. See, Jesus gave commandments, but he spoke of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
Yes, yes. That's right.
That's what's important today, the kingdom. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. In the days of Acts.
In the days of Acts.
The apostles moved in revelation knowledge.
The apostles moved in revelation knowledge.
And what they taught was called the apostles' doctrine.
And what they taught was called the apostles' doctrine. Never forget that. We are to continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. That's why the church is like a church on pablum.
Right. Yeah.
Because we got away from God's prescribed order of victory. He placed in the church first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. After that, gifts of healing, working of miracles. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Helps, governments, diversity of tongues. 1 Corinthians 12:28, you read it. There are ranks in the body of Christ. You can't get away from it. You can't treat an apostle like a pastor. There's a rank involved. All those gifts are to connect to the apostle. All those gifts get their life from the apostle. You're not designed to operate on your own. You don't go get a one of them stick shift cars that have five, you know, okay. Five gears, and you're only going to stay in one and two.
Right.
You ain't going to go too fast. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Chapter 12. Stage two, times of repentance.
You march that clock back there now. You're getting me in trouble. Go ahead.
The second stage.
The second stage.
Leading to the times of revival.
Leading to the times of revival.
It's called the times of repentance.
It's called the times of repentance.
Acts 3:19,
which talks about after you repent, the time it becomes a time of refreshing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sir.
The revelation of the ways.
The revelation of the ways.
Working in nature of the Holy Spirit.
Working and nature of the Holy Spirit.
Requires drastic changes.
Requires drastic changes.
On the part of the church.
On the part of the church. Y'all want to know why? Because we've been educated in the world. We've been even the church full of the world. When you don't have apostolic training and teaching, all you have is a bunch of worldly stuff in the church. That's why Apostle always talked to us about strategies. People try to seek a friendly churches. We do stuff to gather a crowd. What good is it to gather a crowd and they don't have no power? Go ahead, sir.
New wine warrants a change in the
wineskins. New wine warrants a change in the wineskins. You know what Jesus said. You don't put new wine in old wineskins. Go ahead, sir.
It is not God who needs to change.
It is not God who needs to change.
He boldly declares.
God boldly declares.
I change not.
In Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord and I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. I don't need to go no more. Go ahead, sir.
Revelation knowledge is seen as the early rain.
Is seen as the early rain.
That comes upon the ground softening.
That comes up on the ground softening. The soil.
The purpose of the early rain.
The purpose of the early rain.
Is to help break up the fallow.
Is to help break up the fallow, that hard ground.
For plowing.
Yeah. For plowing. We farmers now. Go ahead.
Two types of repentance.
There are two types of repentance.
Repentance is not only the aspect of the confession.
Repentance is not only the aspect of the confession
of sin.
Of sin,
but it is the turning away from that which is
but it is the turning away of that which is displeasing to God.
And choosing a lifestyle that honors and is pleasing to him.
That honors and is pleasing to him. Now, see, if you've been around Apostle Thompson for a long protracted period of time, he's ushered us into things that we never had knowledge of. The problem with sin, sin has been dealt with once and for all.
Right.
Huh? Well, if that's so, why does the church struggle with it so much? Why is there such a sin consciousness in the church? Because that's all we preach. Are you listening? But sin was dealt with once and for all. The Bible says that Jesus put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. His blood didn't cover sin. His blood wiped it completely out. His blood remitted sin. The problem with sin is in the soul. The soul that sinned, it shall die. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot more you need to understand about your soul. Are you listening? That's why you must go and have a renewing of the mind, that you may prove what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. Are you listening? Go ahead, sir.
Repentance is not just an act.
Repentance is not just an act.
But a lifestyle.
But a lifestyle.
Cultivating an attitude.
Cultivating an attitude.
To continually change until our lives.
To continually change until our lives.
Align to his word.
Align to his word.
And will for us.
And will for us. Notice that. That's alignment.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
We've been preaching too much on the spirit. The spirit of man don't need nothing.
Right.
Everything that needed to be taken care of with the spirit of man was taken care of in the new birth. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away, watch this, and behold, all things are become new. Well, that wasn't talking about our bodies. You can sing the song all you want. I looked at my hands and my hands looked new. I looked down and my feet did too. No, them same corns and calluses. Okay. Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. That same corn and same, when you look down, you might have thought, nope, it was there. Okay. Y'all got it? Uh-huh. Them rough hands, they didn't become soft. Okay. I'm just trying to show you something. Are you listening? But all things in the spirit became new. Are you listening? But if we're going to live out what's on the inside, what's on the inside can only come out if the soul gets transformed. That's why the word transform in Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3 talks about going through a complete metamorphosis. You go from being a caterpillar crawling on the ground to a butterfly. Now you can sing like R. Kelly. Don't be like him. Sing. I believe I could fly. Go ahead.
You just made it.
Wow.
3, 2, 1, done.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Okay.